This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. You can join the chat room on the website or chat on the live video on Facebook and comment on what we're saying on the air. You know, it's really interesting today, or was it yesterday, that Hillary Clinton, who anyone talks to for any reason is beyond me, actually came out and said, and I quote, "You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about," she told CNN's Christiane Amanpour. "That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again." Is she smoking something funny? Has this woman ignored the past 20, 30 years of her own incivility towards her husband's sexual assault victims or towards anyone who disagreed with her? Has she been ignoring that? I mean, this is a woman who had the FBI do background checks and run checks on her opponents. And they tried to bust her for that, but of course people wouldn't speak. So, you know, she never got busted for that one. This is a woman who had the IRS go after her husband's victims and the women he had affairs with. Oh yeah, but that's okay. That's civility. This is a woman who belongs to a party that has treated anyone who disagreed with their ideology absolutely horrifically over the past, I don't know, 10 years, probably more. But since I only got involved in politics end of 2008, I got to see it firsthand for all those years. I remember the first time I ever posted that I disagreed with Obama being president, and I listed out the reasons why. You know, his lack of experience, he voted not present more often than he voted for anything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's tons of reasons not to vote for Obama. Not one of them was skin color, but I was instantly labeled a racist and a redneck. And I was like, whoa, that's the first time in my entire life I was ever called a racist, and it had nothing to do with anything I said, but simply because the person assumed I was white and because Obama was black. I was flabbergasted. And that was my entrance into politics. And it's gotten way worse since then. This mob mentality that's going on right now, even though the left is trying to say it's not mob mentality, that's exactly what it is. We've been seeing it for years now with the Black Lives Matter organizations, which were started by left-wing fools, rioting and destroying the very black communities they claim to want to make better. We saw it with these nimrods that call themselves Antifa, who are actually the fascists, who are absolutely violent against anyone who disagrees with their ideology. We see it all over the place now with people getting, who are Republicans, getting slammed out of restaurants and can't even eat a meal. I remember a few years back, a gay couple hotelier who has a great hotel in New York City, which specifically catered to gays, oh my gosh, he, God forbid, had dinner with Ted Cruz to talk about business, and the gay mob, the Gestapo, as they're often called, beat the crap out of this guy, not physically, but figuratively and literally. They tried to trash his business, get people not to go there anymore. They literally trashed this guy for simply having dinner with someone else who disagreed with them on certain ideology. That's what we've been putting up with for years in this country. The incivility and mob mentality of the left. And they are now taking over the Democrat Party. You see that with Maxine Waters. You see that with local state reps. You see that with people that are former Democrat representatives or were in the Obama administration saying things. Eric Holder just said recently, if they go low, kick them. Really? Really? You're going to kick them. You know, Michelle Obama said, if they go low, we go high, which I always thought was hysterical, considering her husband's administration was the most derisive and divisive in the country in modern history. But, you know, at least she said good things and didn't say, you know, let's get violent. Let's harass them at whenever they go out to dinner. Let's do all these other things to these people because they disagree with us. Instead of having a civil debate or discussion on topics or policies or issues, nope, just harass them, make them uncomfortable, harass them wherever they go to eat, harass them in their homes. Unions have been doing that for years. Years ago, there was I forget what was going on with the unions, but they actually went to the home of someone who was the head of a company, and his 15-year-old kid was in there, and it was a mob of people who terrified this child. And even some on the left are like, whoa, wait a minute, that's way too far. Because they went to this guy's house because they didn't like what was going on with the business. Now, it's okay to disagree. Obviously, no one's going to ever agree with anyone 100%. But how you deal with it is called being an adult. You don't, if you don't like something your boss is doing, you don't get a mob going in your office and go to his office and do a sit-in and scream and yell. You discuss it and you try to come to a resolution. Or you get a new job. In this case, you vote in people that you like better. You don't harass and act violently towards other people. Look what happened with Representative Steve Scalise. A guy, former nutbag Bernie supporter, wanted to kill as many Republicans as possible. Now, we're going to be right back. I am going to be talking with a New Hampshire state representative who has experienced the incivility from Democrats personally, and I've witnessed it. So we're going to have a little chat about that. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a proteins that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle.
The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. And I'm going to bring her right in, New Hampshire State Representative Victoria Sullivan, who is one of our excellent, awesome representatives in the state of New Hampshire, who has personally experienced the incivility more often than not from Democrats, despite, you know, Democrats like Hillary Clinton saying they're the ones that are civil. Victoria, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you, Kim. It's so nice that you invited me tonight. So, yeah, you and I have gone into battle with these people a time or two, and it's always good to have another woman on my side because, as we know, the Democrats really don't like conservative women at all.
Yes, yeah, especially conservative women. I mean, and you've, for some reason, you've been attacked multiple occasions, and you're like the nicest person. You don't, you know, you're not being nasty or in their faces. You're just doing what your constituents want and doing the right thing. Why do you think that is?
I very much live by our New Hampshire's live free or die philosophy, and I don't think that they like that at all. So I'm a, you know, Second Amendment supporter. As you know, I'm part of the Women's Defense League. I'm part of the NRA. I'm a NRA range safety officer. I just recently became a pistol instructor. And I don't think that they like anything about me. I'm pro-life. I am a fiscal conservative. I am everything that they don't like. But because I'm a woman, I'm supposed to be a Democrat. So I'm not supposed to be into any of those things. I'm supposed to fall in line and do what I'm told, and I don't. Like, you don't. So that's why we get attacked.
But they're, and it's not just being attacked. Like, they don't just attack you for policy. They are just nasty. I mean, there's a Democrat who's now, what is he, register, a selectman?
He's
or
a selectman.
No, election?
Yep, he's a selectman.
Oh, God,
so
he's a selectman.
In my city, a selectman works at, in the, it's not like in the little towns, in the city, the selectman works the elections. They don't, we have an aldermanic board that does the big stuff. So he is a selectman. Basically, they oversee elections.
So this guy, who's a far left-wing lunatic, and he's a now an elected Democrat selectman, actually called Victoria the C word on Twitter. And thinks that's appropriate just because he simply disagreed with what her beliefs are.
And then he doubled down and basically said that he did it because I made him do it, because I upset him so much and infuriate him so much that I made him call me that. So, you know, basically I deserved what I got because I make him so angry.
Yeah. I mean, but they're the civil party, right? They're the people who are actually civil. And it's not the first time, and you're not the only woman. It's men too, who are being either falsely accused or being treated horribly, because the left will take things, what they said, totally out of line and make something up. And then
Rand Paul, right? Rand Paul is someone that I was with, the co-chair for his presidential campaign when he was here in New Hampshire. And he's such a down-to-earth guy. Just a really nice guy. He would come here with no security. His wife would come. His kids would come. And, you know, they actually did an article about him, and I forget which newspaper it was, but about what a down-to-earth guy he was. He took the subway to the state house, to the Capitol building, and he just lived a normal life. Well, in the last year, he has had to increase the security for his home. His wife recently came out and said that she sleeps with a, you know, a firearm by her bed. I went to visit him at his office, and his was on lockdown. You have to call to actually get access to his Senate office, because he has been attacked in his own yard. He had somebody that said they were going to chop up him and his family. They finally caught the guy. But he's had more than one, you know, threat against him, and now he and his family live in fear. And, you know, he's not some extreme person. He's, you know, he's pretty much, you know, a conservative libertarian. He's not somebody that goes after other people. He's very much like live your own life kind of a guy. So
yeah.
Watching how much his life has been altered because of these people is crazy. I mean, here, you know, we watch our own backs, but we're certainly, you know, not living the life that they live. But the fact that his life has had to change so dramatically because of these attacks. You know, he was on the baseball field when Steve Scalise was shot. He was there.
Right.
So, you know, these are life-altering things. And the fact that these Democrats keep coming out and saying, like, they want to one-up it. They want to keep this going. They keep calling for violence and for people to get in their faces and get in their space and surround them when they're out with their family. They are absolutely responsible for what these people are doing.
Yeah, you know what? And especially Rand Paul, he's always been like sort of low key and
yep.
Like you said, not in anyone's face. And all of a sudden now he's on lockdown. His family's in fear. He has to worry about his family when he's not there. And not only that, but it makes it so his constituents don't have as easy access to him as they had before. So
right.
That's what the left is. They're isolating and they're violent. And, you know, basically what they want to do is make it so people like you won't run again. You'll say, I'm done with this. I can't deal with this anymore. People like Rand Paul won't keep doing what he's doing. You know what? This is too much. I don't want to do it anymore. And that's what they're doing. And if they can do it to you guys, right, who are state representatives, duly elected, you know, senator, and in your case, a state representative, what do they think regular people are going to think? They're going to be afraid. And regular people are going to speak up.
They do not care about our elections and honoring our elections. I mean, in my district, I've had Blake Tyler, who ran our current mayor's campaign. She's a Democrat. He has said publicly on Twitter that he is coming after me and he will do whatever it takes to make sure that I am not reelected. Ray Buckley, the head of the New Hampshire Democratic Party, has said the same thing. You know, he put up pictures of me against a brick wall and said that I needed to you know, what was the word he used? Be held accountable for my actions. They don't care what my voters want. They don't care what my district wants. If they want me to still represent them, they don't care if I've been doing a good job for my district. They want
right.
to oust me. They want to oust me and replace me with someone that they want in here that doesn't represent my constituents necessarily, because they just want to control my district and take that away from the voters here.
Right. And when people... Unfortunately, some people will believe whatever lies they say, but then there's other people who will be afraid to speak up. You know, so, you know, we'll talk about this more on the other side. But,
okay.
You know, there's so many more examples we can get. We'll be right back after the break with Victoria Sullivan.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Florida Panhandle, whipping 155-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says it's still a dangerous Category 3 storm en route to Georgia.
We still have hurricane-force winds, great circulation system moving right towards southwest Georgia. Very dangerous.
Agriculture in Georgia is in jeopardy with high winds and flooding. Farmers could lose their entire crop, most of which is ready for harvest. Florida Governor Rick Scott says search and rescue crews are out looking to assist people wherever they can.
They're very aggressive right now. These teams are getting out there to assess the damage and to provide any resources anybody needs.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check us out at therealside.com. I am joined by New Hampshire State Representative Victoria Sullivan, who has been the target of the incivility that Hillary Clinton says doesn't exist from the Democrat Party. So we have been talking about that and talking about different things in that light. And welcome back, Victoria. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, and thank you for not saying I've been a victim of it, because, you know, we are not victims on this side.
Oh, no, they're victimizing you. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And they think nothing of it. They are so horrible. And it's usually men who are doing it. I mean, the women do it, too. Uh-huh. But it's the left-wing pajama boys that are tough guys on the keyboard that just are the worst. You've had a few of them.
And, you know, we also have these other people that we don't know if they're male or female, because they come at me on Twitter behind, you know, little comic pictures and fake names. And, you know, the latest one is, as you know, I'm somehow linked to Russia. So that was the latest. They've gone way out of their way to try to find a link with me in Russia. And, well, one of those links was Rand Paul. There's a picture of me and Rand Paul. Apparently he's linked to Russia. So that was the latest attempt to take me down.
Oh my, it's
so comical. Like, on one hand, it's so comical. On the other hand, it's like, you know, I'm a regular person in New Hampshire. We're a citizens legislature, and I am a regular person out and about. And it can be a little intimidating when you have these people that use a fake avatar and they don't have a real name and you don't know what they look like, and they could be anywhere, because they get so aggressive online behind, you know, with these little keyboard warriors. They get so aggressive that you wonder if they do have the ability to try to harm you. I mean, I've had crazy things sent to my house, too, to try to intimidate me. And
are you serious?
And I'm a little, yes. Yes, I have.
Like what? Or can you repeat it?
Well, let's just say they were
part of a man's anatomy that was made out of gummies, and apparently you can send them anonymously in bags.
Oh, you got a bag of you-know-whats. Oh, I've been dying to send those to some people.
Well, I didn't know what it was, and I opened it, and there was actually, like, confetti that looked the same that went everywhere. And I was finding it, like, in my kids' backpacks. Like, so I actually called my sister because she's kind of a bit of warped sense of humor, and I asked her if it was her, and it wasn't. So then I became a little unnerved. But the second time that it came, I actually brought it to security at the state house, which is a whole uncomfortable thing. But they're sent anonymously, and you don't know if this person's just, you know, being a jerk or if they're really, I mean, spending money on me every month in that way got a little weird, right?
No, that's the problem with the left, is they are, you know, they're all aggressive and psychos online, and we have no idea if how they're going to be in real life. I mean, you know the story. One of the reasons I came to New Hampshire was because they were stalking me and issuing death threats because I was involved in the Wisconsin Union fight. And finally, I was like, you know what? I need to protect myself, and that's practically impossible in Massachusetts. So I said, I'm out of here. And that stopped, mind you. But you don't know if some of these people who are psychopathic online or sending you stuff like this are going to actually take it out, like the guy did against the Republicans who almost killed Steve Scalise. You don't know.
No, you don't know. And they, you know, you've got Maxine Waters is actually calling for people to be violent. They're calling for them to form mobs and go after people just because they have a difference of opinion. Come after my policy any day of the week. I don't care. Like, we're not going to always agree. Even with my, you know, people that are aligned with me pretty much, you know, politically, it's not 100% of the time. It's never 100% of the time. But policy is fair game. If you don't like a bill that I sponsored or supported, that's fair game. But this is so personal now. And I honestly, I don't know how we go back. I mean, I think every person that is going to vote Republican needs to come out. You have to come out and vote on November 6th because we need to push back on them. They want the power. And the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is that we don't want the power. We want to empower people. They just want the power for themselves. So they can get people on greater government dependence, make them feel like they're victims perpetually. And we don't want that. That's why they come after people like Candace Owens, because she also flies in the face of their narrative. She's a black woman, and she's supposed to fall in line and be a Democrat. And because she does not, they attack her viciously.
Right. No, and yeah, and the mob, you know, were harassing her, and I think it was Charlie Kirk at a restaurant. It's like, okay, so I can't even, as a person who just simply disagrees with you, I can't even go out and support a local restaurant because you people are so psychotic that you don't want me to eat in peace.
I mean, they're not even elected officials. They're young people who have a voice, and they're trying to shut down their voice. So that if you watch, and I don't know how Charlie Kirk does it. I've had the honor of meeting him. He's a very nice young man. I do not know how he walks into those crowds, because he does. He often walks into these crowds on purpose that are protesting, and he tries to have conversations with them. Well, they don't converse with him. They yell at him. They shout at him. They put their hands on him. They threaten him, and he stays so calm throughout. Like, I worry about him walking into these situations because he often doesn't have security around him. He just walks in and tries to have a conversation. But they do not want to have a conversation. They just want to shut down all dialogue. And that's bad for the country as a whole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and we saw that over the 8 years under the Obama administration. If you simply disagreed with a policy, you were instantly called a racist. Instantly.
Right.
It didn't matter. Even if you were black and disagreed, they would call you that.
If you didn't vote for him, it was even before he had introduced a policy. If you didn't vote for him, you were considered racist. And, you know, I didn't vote for him. And it wasn't because he was black. It had nothing to do with the color of his skin. I think we're the party that doesn't see skin color, honestly, or sexual orientation. We just look at people for people. And I didn't like his policies, and I didn't like what he was saying on the campaign trail. And frankly, he sounded like a socialist, and it was a little frightening what he was saying. And that came to fruition. That was his policy when he got in, when he was president. And, you know, we have a president now who's undoing that, which is, I think is what really, really is aggravating them. First of all, they're still not over the fact that Hillary lost. Hillary's still not over the fact that Hillary lost. But they do not like the fact that he is undoing what they put in and restoring business, restoring power to the people, cutting, you know, trying to get rid of the Obamacare, which hurt middle class America more than anybody else, I believe.
Yep.
And they don't like any of that. So they just want to shut down the conversation. I mean, I've had people on the other side of the aisle, because it's really, you've got these nasty people, but they're not the people that I'm serving with, right? Most of the Democrats that I serve with are pretty reasonable people. There's a couple. We have a couple of crazy people and that lie about
it. Nutbags.
But
complete lunatic, psychopathic nutbags.
They are. And I, you know, there's a few. I'm not even going to say them by name, because I don't want to give them any
attention. Yep.
They're like ill-behaved children, and we need to just put them in the corner and ignore them. But usually, even if we have a difference of opinion, like I had 3 bills that got passed into law this year that were passed by bipartisan support, and 2 of them were overwhelmingly bipartisan support. And they weren't the same bill going in as they were going out, and the same gist of the bill, but we had conversations in committee, especially I put in a bill for play-based kindergarten. It started out a little bit differently, but we had conversations in committee where we all came together and we came up with a great bill that's great for the kids, great for the teachers, because we came together and had the conversation. Had the Democrats just shut me down, we wouldn't have been able to deliver that to the schools. So once you start shutting down conversation, we lose as an entire nation, because we are losing progress on any middle ground. We can't find it.
Right, because they don't, you know, what we've seen over the years is Democrats say, you have to do what we want or else, and Republicans usually just cave and say, okay. One of the problems with Republicans is they haven't fought back, and getting in the playground with Democrats. But you know what? Keep that thought. We will talk about that after the break. I will be back with Victoria Sullivan from a New Hampshire state rep, and we'll talk more about the incivility in politics.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true, and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out TheRealSide.com. Joining me tonight is New Hampshire State Rep. Victoria Sullivan, who has been preyed upon by the incivil, uncivil, whatever you want to call them, demented left-wing lunatics in New Hampshire. And it's a kind of opposite of what Hillary Clinton was saying about, you know, the Republican Party being the uncivil ones. So, Victoria, you started to say something before the break, and I hope you can remember because I don't. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I don't.
Sorry. You know, that's what happens when you have a couple minutes in between and you're chit-chatting while the commercial break is going on. So now, you were saying something important. You're talking about you don't know, but you don't think it can go back. And I tend to agree with that because when you're, it's almost like being in an abusive relationship. When you are continually abused and then the person comes back and says, you know what, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have treated you like that. But then they do it again and then they apologize. Well, in this case, the Democrats don't apologize anymore. They just keep doing it. And their detractors and their Muppets in the media try to excuse the behavior or say, oh, it's not really a mob. How's that ever going to change?
Well, and beyond that, they don't accept responsibility for anything that they do. Like, none of mm-hmm. it. They actually call for this. And then when things happen, they just look the other way like, oh, you know, I didn't do it. It's sort of like Steve Urkel. Did I do that? But they,
right.
they don't acknowledge it. They don't want to stop it. They keep perpetuating this. And I think the only way, honestly, that we go back is we have to really shut down Maxine Waters and those people. They need to be booted out of office. You need to replace them with rational, reasonable people. I mean, these people have been in power for so long. This is what it looks like to me when you back an animal against a wall and they just start fighting with everything that they have and they're gnashing their teeth.
Right.
That's what they look like to me. These people are trying to hold on to their power and they see it slipping away. Everything that the president does to restore liberty to this country and individual freedom takes away power from them. And they don't like any part of that. And when you look at
right.
what happened with Kavanaugh, right, we had our lovely senators today standing up there from New Hampshire saying that we need to revise how we do these hearings for the justices. Well, they are the ones that made it so nasty and partisan. It was them.
Yep.
They did it. They were on the attack. When Dr. Ford was being questioned, the Republicans had a moderator come in to speak to her. When Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, was being interviewed, they came at him with everything that they had. And I know what I've gone through with these people. It is nothing compared to what he has gone through. Like, my life
right.
isn't ruined. As much as they try to, you know, chip away at it, they're not going to. They're not going to get there. I'm not that important. But what they have done to this man's life, he could never recover from that because there will always be something in the back of people's minds that say, well, did
right.
he do it or didn't he do it? What I think is really telling is that Senator Shaheen all of a sudden said, we don't want to pursue this any further. We want to let it go. Well, if those accusations were factual and they read that FBI report and they thought there was something there, they would never be saying that. They
right.
would be going after him with everything that they had.
Yep. Even Dr. Ford said, I'm not going to pursue this further, even though she could. She knows full well that there's nothing for a prosecutor to investigate or could bring charges. And that's the problem, is these people will literally throw something against the wall and see if it sticks. And sometimes it does, because sometimes people will either say, you know what, I'm not dealing with this, I've had enough, and they walk away, or there's too much pressure and they're asked to resign or whatever the case may be, drop out of a race, say. And that's been going on for years. And it's the left who has been completely uncivil in this country to Republicans, to anyone on the right, not just Republicans, not just elected officials, to people in general. I remember years ago when I first got into politics, the left was just nasty. I mean, beyond even what they are now, they were horrifying. And mostly because it was social media, so, you know, you're not a real account. You can
right.
treat people however you want, basically, until you get banned.
Yep.
And they were awful, and most of the conservatives, especially women I knew, were horrified and shocked because they never even heard certain words that they were being called. But, you know, me, I'll just beat the crap out of anyone. I don't care, because I'll use the same words, as you know.
I love having you in my corner, because you say things I can't. I actually
exactly.
do that as an elected official because I respect my constituents. But when they
right.
so when they go after us, or the Republicans, or Trump, and then he fires back, oh, they start clutching their pearls, like, how dare he? Well, do they see what they're saying? He's not calling for violence against anybody. He stands up for himself, or he stands up for people around him, or he, you know, tries to set the record straight when the news takes it off in such a, you know, bizarre direction that none of it is factual. But
right.
they are actually calling for people to be violent against other people. I mean, you've got
right.
Hillary Clinton today out there saying, how can you have civility with people that want to take everything that you can take away, everything you believe in. Well, what we believe in is the U.S. Constitution. What we believe in is liberty for every individual in this country. Every legal citizen has a right to vote. Like, these are the things that we believe in. We believe that if you let illegals come in and vote, you're taking away the vote of the citizens that are here. Like we just saw in California, oops, slipped through that they let illegal people vote, right? So those are the things that we stand for. So what are we taking away that she is so unhappy about, that she can't be civil about it? We're taking away their steps towards socialism and greater government dependence, which puts them in greater places of power. They do not like that we're returning power back to the people. And that's what she's talking about when she says she can't be civil. She's talking about the fact that we're removing power from them.
And that's exactly it. And the more people who realize this, and you're right, everyone needs to get out on November 6th and vote Republican all down ballot, because your local elections are even more important than the federal. But
and just to clear it up, just like you saying that, you are not a Republican. You are an independent. And the fact that, you know, you have come to that realization to say vote down the ballot means that you have, as an independent from the outside, seen how detrimental it will be if these people get in, have more power.
Well, and the thing is, over the past 2 years, all they've done is scream and yell and don pink hats that represent a lady part and wear vagina costumes and wear handmade costumes. They've done nothing to let us believe. There's the handmade harpies. But they've done nothing to explain why we should vote for them. But they've done everything to show that they're insane. They haven't sat down and said, okay, look, Trump's in power, Republicans in her power, how can we either work with them or show voters that we're better for them, for America? They can't do that because they're so insane. They've gone way overboard the past 2 years, and they have nothing to offer voters. This is why. Do we really want a party that did what they did to Justice Kavanaugh to be in power?
No. And, you know, with the handmaid's tales and their costumes, they show up. And as you know, at the State House, they show up once in a while. They can't even get enough women to fill the costumes. So they actually have men that come in and put on the hood and the red robe. But, you know, you and I are traitors to women. Don't, like, you understand that, right? That's why they come after us. We've been told on more than one occasion we need to turn in the woman card, which I don't even know what that is. I didn't get one to begin with. And that we are traitors. I am a female misogynist, I was told the other day. Because we
that's
don't
a good
play
one.
The victim card. We stand up. We never waited for someone to tell us to run for office. I didn't. I mean, this whole blue wave, she should run hashtag about these Democrats telling women they should run. I don't know any Republican woman who waited to be told to run. She ran because
Something
to say. She had something she believed in, and she put her name on a ballot.
Yep, exactly. It's absolutely ridiculous. And that's the thing. They're weak-minded. They need the government. And they practice the victimhood as opposed to being survivors and being strong, independent women. But worse than that, everything to them is about abortion and about their uteri.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, there's actual rights. And everybody is, you know, typically for those rights, except for you people. You're against all the women's rights, like school choice for their children, Second Amendment rights to protect themselves, First Amendment rights to protest, because you know, the buffer zone bill and then other First Amendment rights, you know, when they try to shut speech down. So these people are psychopaths. Anyone who's out there listening, you've seen for the past 2 years what they've done. They've screamed, they've yelled, they've stomped their feet like Veruca Salt. They don stupid costumes. They make absolutely zero sense. They have nothing to offer. Do you really want these people to be in charge of this country? Victoria, thank you so much. We are running out of time. I really appreciate you coming on the show. I'd love to have you on again after the election. Tell people how they can get in touch with you if they need to. Or if they want to.
I would love to come back. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, and I have a website that's Victoria Sullivan, the number 4NH.com. Victoria Sullivan, 4NH.com. Thank you so much, Kim. I